bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Kylie Carpentieri. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against Apple on Thursday, accusing it of monopolizing the smartphone market. The District of Columbia, 15 states, and the attorneys general banded together in the civil suit. They have accused Apple of restricting its smartphone operating system, causing higher costs for consumers, and preventing developers from successfully releasing products on other smartphone systems. Here is what the attorneys general, Merrick Garland, said in a news release.
And as outlined in our complaint, we allege that Apple has consolidated its monopoly power, not by making its own products better, but by making other products worse.
Audio provided by NBC News. Garland also stated that, quote, consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies violate the antitrust laws. The case is a part of President Joe Biden's attempt of an antitrust crackdown on big tech, and many other companies are already being sued by the U.S. Department of Justice for similar accusations. In a statement, Apple denied the allegations and accused the government of overreaching, claiming everything they do is for company standards and iPhone users. There will be no charges filed in connection with a fight that occurred the day before the death of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. An autopsy recently revealed that after experiencing bullying and physical violence, Nex passed away by suicide. The Tulsa County District Attorney stated that, quote, from all the evidence gathered, this fight was an instance of mutual combat. I do not have a reasonable belief that the state of Oklahoma could sustain its burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt if charges were presented for prosecution. Police released body cam footage of Nex in the hospital after the incident.
I was talking with my friends, they were talking with their friends, and we were laughing, and they had said something like, why do they laugh like that? And they were talking about us in front of us. Mm-hmm. And so I went up there and I poured water on them. Okay. And then all three of them came at me. They came at me, they grabbed on my hair, I grabbed on them. I threw one of them into a paper towel dispenser. And then they got my legs out from under me and got me on the ground trying to be a
Audio provided by USA Today. All students involved in the fight were minors, and the DA said that any justified charges would be handled as a delinquent child cause of action in a juvenile court. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez announced on Thursday that he would not be running for re-election as a Democrat this year. The decision came due to intense political pressure as well as federal charges placing him in the middle of an international bribery scheme. Though working towards proving his innocence, the senator's political career has been hanging off the edge as the accusations against him have become the center of his opponent's campaigns, which he mentioned in a video he posted to social media. In the video, Menendez reiterated his resignation as well as his hopes for the option of running as a political independent if he is exonerated at a trial scheduled for May. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Kylie Carpentieri.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.